This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and create an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
A 5-point second half for Botkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left. Goes to the rim. Great feed. Carter Kleiman got it for two. 36-34. Botkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Locked on the play. Locked on the play. Jacob Kleiman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Botkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly from 30. It's good! It's good! Botkins up two. Botkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four. 44-40. 7.4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewey knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Loramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a step. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Loramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Loramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors, Caitlin Gaston, Marin Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left, Shoulders. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive, Shoulders. Head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at the Fort Loramie High School gym. The Fort Loramie Redskins girls take on the Anna Rockets. Should be a fine game, usually is, when these two clubs get together. Although Fort Loramie's held the upper hand
for quite some time. It's been 9 years since Anna won at this gym, and it's been several seasons since Anna has beaten Fort Loramie. Anna's come out of the short end in this gymnasium each year since 2012, when the Rockets pulled out a 63-61 overtime thriller. 3 months later, the Anna girls won the Division III state title, and the Fort Loramie girls won the Division IV state title. The two local powerhouses that season won state championships on the same day in back-to-back contests on that Saturday at the Schottenstein Center in Columbus. Chuck, we were there. It was a spectacle.
Yeah, it was fun to watch. I mean, to see two teams from the same league, it's kind of like watching MAC football. And both teams were dominant. I mean, it wasn't like they were surprised to be there. They were absolutely the two best teams in their division.
This year, we've got a young Fort Loramie team, Anna perhaps, with some experience back from last year other than Ella Dosick. That means the dynamic has changed. You can talk to Scott Elkert, head coach at Jackson Center, about changing dynamics when you lose somebody like Aiden Reichert. Well, no Ella Dosick for Anna, so an adjustment's got to be made by the Rockets, who did get three young ladies in double digits on Tuesday, did not get any inside punch, and that's what the Anna girls need here today.
Well, yeah, I mean, when they throw the ball inside, neither one of the inside players ever even looked at the basket. They were kept throwing it right back out. They've got some shooters. Kaylee Brewer is as good a shooter as there is in the league. Breanne Riemann, really good basketball player, and Brianna Cobb. Those three young ladies are going to have to be the ones that carry them, but they need to get something offensively out of Rioch and something out of Roland inside to be a complete basketball team.
Anna girls are 2-1, having beaten West Liberty Salem 35-30 and Versailles 57-26. Lost on Tuesday in a game we covered here on ScorersBroadcast.com to Bodkins by a score of 46-38 at the Anna gym. Two evenly matched clubs, who knows, could be just the reverse when the two teams collide next time around at Bodkins. Those two clubs, along with Rushi, figure to be chasing Fort Loramie. We can say that, especially since in the first meeting between the Raiders and the Redskins, Fort Loramie won here, played very well in Fort Loramie's second game of the season.
Well, we're going to get a look at Rushi on Tuesday night, and they're going to play what should be the best Division IV team in the area. So we'll get a look at them, and we'll kind of get a comparative between Loramie and Tri-Village that night also.
Yeah, Rushi and Tri-Village, 7 o'clock airtime approximately on Tuesday night from New Madison at Tri-Village High School. Should be a very fine game. Fort Loramie girls unbeaten in three starts this year, downing Miami East 50-24, Rushi 48-37, Jackson Center 58-14. Skylar Albers dropped home 13 points, hit three threes, coming off the bench for Fort Loramie on Tuesday night at Jackson Center. I tell you what, Chuck, this club once again goes about 12 young ladies deep, and they're all hungry. They're all hungry for minutes on the floor.
Well, and that's the thing, nice thing about Loramie, and it's been that way. They've always got the 1-2 girls that are going to score for you consistently, but it seems like every night somebody else is the hero of the game besides those. Last year, they shot high camp. And, I mean, it's just every year it's something different.
Yep. Yep.
And this year, I think it's going to be the same.
Ava Schultes backed up Albers on Tuesday with 9. Riley Heitkamp had 9. Avery Brandewee, fine freshman, had 8 in that game on Tuesday. Jeff Maurer, head coach for Anna. Carla Siegel, 23-year head coach for Loramie. Jeff not with us tonight, or I should say this afternoon, still under the weather. Should be back next week. Jeff, we wish you well and want you to return to the hardwood at the Anna sideline real soon. The matchup zone, or the 2-3 that Anna's employed against Fort Loramie the last few years, has caused the Redskins some trouble for two and a half quarters in several meetings that they played last year, Chuck, at Anna. Anna led 16-15 over Fort Loramie at the halftime break. The final scores in the two games last season were 43-19 and 49-17. Not much difference. But Anna gave Fort Loramie a lot of difficulty. First two periods at Anna last year with this funky zone, the Redskins didn't solve it till midway third quarter.
Right. But the problem is, and the problem usually is, they did a great job. They only scored 3 points in the second half against Loramie.
Right.
So there's the problem. Even if you can hold Loramie down for a half, you got to figure out a way to get a lead and score.
Well, in those two games last year, in the second halves combined, Anna generated 3 field goals.
Yeah.
In those two games against Fort Loramie, combined third and fourth quarters. Fort Loramie's lights-out defense has done to Anna in the past what it's done to most teams.
Right.
And that is just stop them cold. Turnover's a problem usually for the opponent playing Fort Loramie. That'll be a factor today. Somehow, someway, Anna's got to get the ball up into the forecourt and comfortably get the offense started.
Well, they can't turn the ball over 20 times and expect to win the basketball game, because of those 20, if you turn 10 of them over in live ball situations, you're probably giving up 6 baskets. You don't want to give Loramie 12 points
right
off of easy plays.
We've got a 1-minute radio station break upcoming in just about 15 or 20 seconds. A 1-minute radio station break upcoming. I'd like to remind our listeners that we are on the air thanks to 3 Fort Loramie sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game only. They are Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. It's our radio station break for 1 minute. Fort Loramie girls versus Anna girls on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything, from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Today's big game offers very important building components for each team. For Fort Loramie, ride the wave of depth and the roster of skilled young players. Count on seniors Colleen Brandewee, Riley Heitkamp, and Ava Schultes. For Anna, key building components are Brianne Riemann, Kaylee Brewer, Taylor Puppelman. Get a little scoring clout on the inside, and Anna will be just fine. Remember, the finest building components come from the Francis Schulze Company. It can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Chuck, quick comment from you, your reaction to last night. You covered the Bodkins-Anna boys game at the Anna Gym. First Bodkins win at Anna in nearly 2 decades, 19 years to be exact. Fort Loramie boys won on the road at Jackson Center by 3. Rushi clobbered the Houston boys. That's a summation of what happened last night in the SCAL.
Well, Bodkins came out, and Jacob Blyman scored 12 points in the first quarter. They had talked about the fact that he had really, in the first game, didn't score. So he came out and made up for that. Hit three threes in the first half. It was a competitive game at halftime, 31-24. And then Botkin scored the first 8 points of the third quarter, and that was pretty much it. McCain Finkenbein had 22, had a great game. I thought that Bryce Cobb, he's a 6 foot senior. I think he was a bright spot and is going to help them as they go down the road. Botkin's loaded. Carter Flyman, Jaden Wendell had a great game. Dylan Topp was terrific. Jacob Flyman was great. And Jamison Meyer handling the ball and hit a couple of threes in the second half. That's a complete basketball team.
Botkin should be a powerhouse once again. We'll have Anna Fort Loramie more than likely in our boys' game this coming Friday. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, one of our fine anchor sponsors here today. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, your number one agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since 2006 and 7. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy and Tip City, home of the big boy, and delicious pumpkin pie. Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, S-E-C-U-R-Com, online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection, and the Sydney Daily News and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgill-and. TangemanFH.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Welcome back here to Fort Loramie High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Hey, I listened in part to you and Bryant last night. Super, super job. It was a pleasure to tune in the game via the phone down in Cincinnati and listen to it that way. It was so clear. The production was excellent. Sounded like you guys were in the living room. I was next to the fireplace at my daughter's house, and it was like you guys were on the other side of the fireplace.
Yeah, well, it was fun. I mean, sometimes it's a little tough to work with somebody you've not worked with before, especially since you and I, you know, you start to get the timing and everything, but Bryant did an outstanding job. He was easy to work with.
Oh, yeah, he was a pro, and he'll be on the air again soon with us. I am certain. Look forward to having him as an additional play-by-play guy with Chuck. Mike Wick fills in occasionally on the engineering side. Pleased to have him, too. Here are your starting lineups for this afternoon's big game between Fort Loramie 3-0 and the Anna girls 2-1. For Fort Loramie, at guard, Colleen Brandewey, 5'7", a senior. Ava Turner, 5'8", and a junior. Riley Heitkamp at the point, 5'5", and a senior. Along the front line, Ava Schultes, a 5'10", senior, and Kara Meyer, a 5'8", senior. We'll see an array of junior, sophomores, and freshmen from Fort Loramie before the afternoon is over. Avery Brandewey continues to play very well. Chuck, did Victoria Mesher play at all in the JV game for Fort Loramie?
No.
Okay. So we'll see plenty
of... I shouldn't say that. She didn't play in the first half. I didn't get here till halftime.
Okay. But we'll get to see plenty of minutes from a couple of outstanding ninth graders for Fort Loramie, Victoria Mesher and Avery Brandewey. Starting five for the Big Green, the Anna Rockets. Kaylee Brewer at guard, a 5'2 senior. Taylor Puppelman at a wing, a 5'8 junior. Brianne Riemann at guard, a 5'9 senior. Brenna Cobb at the point, a 5'5 sophomore. Lena Rowland in the opening five. In the middle, a 5'10 senior. Our opening tip to start the game is won by Anna. So many thanks to Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Location in Fort Loramie, one in Versailles, thanks to Pinnacle. It'll keep you moving forward. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, outstanding sponsor. Here's a lost ball by Anna, steal by Fort Loramie. Good pass down the floor to Brandewey on the finish. Turnover, Anna, leads to a quick hoop for the Lady Redskins. Riley Heitkamp on the assist. 2-0 Fort Loramie. Anna in the road green, big bold white numbers on the back. Here is Brenna Cobb diving into the lane for Anna. Tried to flip one up. The ball was raked away from her, and Fort Loramie's got it. Quickly down, Ava Turner on the arc to Riley Heitkamp, who sets it up. Straight away, it goes to Brandewey. Left side pass to Kara Meyer. Looks in the middle for Ava Schultes. Can't find her. Now outside the arc on the right is Brandewey. Picked up there on the play by Kaylee Brewer. Ball flipped between the rings near center circle, gathered there on the play by Riley Heitkamp. Anna's defense, what's it look like, Chuck?
Oh, they're playing a 2-3.
Yep. Here's Ava Schultes slipping into the lane in a thicket of players, puts up a 10-footer, makes it anyway.
Boy, the middle of a 2-3 is what's open, and Ava found her way into it and hit a nice, about a 6-footer.
Well done by Ava. She filtered her way into the paint area and made a short jump shot in the teeth of that zone defense. Here's the ball punched away from Riemann by Ava Turner for Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor to a teammate. Driving in, Ava Turner, left-handed job to the rim is good.
Wow,
what a shot by Ava. A lefty. Nicely done. That's what you've got to do in girls basketball, Chuck. Use both hands at the rim.
Absolutely.
What a play by Ava. Here's a steal at midcourt. Anna coughs it up, and Fort Loramie's got it.
Four possessions, four turnovers for the Rockets.
Outside the arc on the left, it's Riley Heitkamp. Hangs onto the ball. Dumps it down left corner to Ava Turner. Looks in the middle for Schultes. Back to Riley on top. 6-0 Fort Loramie. We played 2.5 minutes. Has Anna gotten a shot? Well, the one by Cobb in the lane that was way off the mark. The ball was knocked away from her.
Yeah,
and she let it go.
Rebound.
Here's a mid-post shot by Fort Loramie. No good. Long board to Riley Heitkamp. Near side to Colleen from three-point land. Hit the back iron. Went out of bounds. Off Fort Loramie. Anna possession. Boy, when you see these young ladies drive to the basket and use the left when they are right-handed, that means they are well-schooled, well-taught.
Oh, absolutely. I always told my kids, in a game, make it any way you can. In practice, use your left hand.
Uh-oh, another turnover. Anna flipped down the floor to Schultes. Hits a cutter. Turner driving to the rack. Up and in for two more. Fort Loramie bolts on top, 8-0. We mentioned turnovers in the pregame, and Anna's been challenged. They are again. It's in backcourt. And the 10-second count was on. It was at 8.5 or 9, and Anna gets a timeout to salvage the possession. 4:48 to go in the first quarter, and it's Fort Loramie, a house of fire here at the start, up 8-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years' experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Fort Laramie girls, impressive here at the start, Chuck, using either hand at the rim, left side of the basket, right side of the hoop, doesn't matter. And the defense has been suffocating after the Anna timeout. Yet another takeaway by Fort Laramie. Quickly down the floor, Turner into the lane, and the ball is spanked away from her by Anna. It goes to Brianne Riemann at midcourt for the Rockets. 8-0 Fort Laramie, nearly half the first quarter gone by. Anna has not gotten a legitimate shot yet. Here's Riemann, cross court on the arc to Brewer. Brewer lets it fly from downtown. Bullseye! She's got it. Kaylee Brewer, she's a marksman.
She is a shooter.
Or a markswoman, I should say. She launched that one in from distance. A little pressure by Anna at midcourt, and Fort Laramie throws it away. Brianne Riemann storms down the floor, twisting baseline right. Running one-hander, block taken away by Schultes. Inadvertent elbow to the face of Brianne. She's shaken up in backcourt, hops up in a hurry, hustles ahead. Into the post, it is Fort Laramie. Ball thrown down on the inside, then thrown on the arc to Riley Heitkamp, who jettisons a three. It's short, foul over the back, Anna on the rebound attempt. A new face or two in now for Fort Laramie. Skylar Albers on the court in the first 5 minutes, being rewarded after pumping in 13 big ones at Jackson Center on Tuesday when she nailed three threes.
Avery Brandewee, the freshman, checked into the game.
Mm-hmm. Avery and Skylar on the court. Ball inbounded by Fort Laramie into the lane. Good move with the left hand. Schultes, it is dancing all around and coming off the iron. Good shot, though. Fine effort. Again, using the left. Anna got the board. Forecourt left, and it's raked right away. Stolen by Skylar Albers. Another turnover, Anna. 8-3 Fort Laramie. Nearly five gone here in the first quarter. Albers on the arc to Schultes in the post. Nearly shuffled. Back out to Riley Heitkamp. She hoists in a long three ball from distance. Riley Heitkamp, a long one. 11-3 Fort Laramie. 2:58 to go, first quarter. Brewer to midcourt to Cobb. Cobb veers left. Anna way out on the floor trying to start its offense. Jenna Walters, good 5'7 sophomore in. Couple bodies connect with each other this side of the floor. Foul called. It is against Fort Laramie.
It's on Riley Heitkamp, and she needs to keep her feet because they really need her on the floor.
Kaylee Brewer was a nemesis against Fort Laramie last year. She chucked home a couple of threes in that first meeting between the two. Riley Heitkamp had six. Colleen Brandewee had five in that game for Fort Laramie, which the Redskins won eventually 43-19. And Fort Laramie won the rematch 49-17. Here's a wild drive to the rim by Cobb. High off the glass. Doesn't catch iron. Rebound down to Fort Laramie. Look at him go. Into the lane. Flashing goes Brandewee. Shot blocked out of bounds. That was Victoria Mesher who took it to the cup, not Avery. Anna got a piece of it and slapped it over the boundary.
Yeah, they got two freshmen and a sophomore out there now.
Avery's in. Victoria Mesher's in. Victoria catches the inbounds pass in the lane. Anna manages to pry it loose. It's out of bounds. No, it's a jump ball in the corner. Arrow enables Fort Laramie to keep it. Ava Turner on the floor with Colleen Brandewee, Skylar Albers, Avery Brandewee, and Victoria Mesher. The last two are ninth graders. 2:15 left in the first. 11-3 Fort Laramie. Ball rotated left side to Skylar. Available for the three try. Wide right, no good. Air ball caught below the rim by Brandewee. Into the paint area. Herky jerky move by Brandewee. Off the backboard rim, no good. Stick back is in right in front. Skylar Albers, right place, right time.
She missed the three, so she went in and got a rebound and a putback.
Indeed, 13-3 in favor of Fort Loramie by 10. A minute 46 to go here in the first quarter of play. Walters for Anna, top of the circle. Good overplay by Fort Loramie. Ball rotated eventually to the left side. And Anna's Brenna Cobb is called for steps. I know the upper half of the body moved. Did the feet? They might have a little bit.
She slid her pivot foot when she made the move.
Minute 34 to go here in the first quarter. Fort Loramie 13, Anna 3.
I like to see the freshman that last time down. Mesher did a real nice job by hedging and then getting back to her player.
She sure did. Yep, that was very good defense. Here's a baseline J on the play by Brandewey of Fort Loramie. Hit the rim, backboard came off, loose ball in the paint area. Foul over the shoulder against Anna. It's Common. 1:18 left, first period, 13-3, Fort Loramie in the lead. Baseline right of the basket, Fort Loramie inbounds. Brandewey's got it behind the foul stripe. 17-footer is dead on.
What a great designed inbounds play that was.
And her form and follow through were excellent all net. She tickled the twine. It did not even touch the rim. Beautiful shot by Colleen Brandewey to lift Fort Loramie to a 15-3 lead over Anna. 58 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 30 feet away, Brianne Riemann for Anna. Splits a couple defenders, goes into the lane, and reaching in is Fort Loramie to spike it out of there. Redskins get the loose ball quickly down the floor into the paint area. It's Brandewey to Victoria Mesher on the arc to Colleen Brandewey. Avery touched it a few passes ago. Coming out to get it, high left on the play is Avery. Here's a 12-foot jumper by the Redskins. Hit the back iron, splashed into the corner, rolled out of bounds. It will be Anna's ball. And the two Frosch and Skylar Albers come out. It's a hockey line change for the Fort Loramie girls. 15-3, Fort Loramie leads Anna. Redskins defending state champs in girls Division IV. Riding the wave of a great start to this new season here in 2021-2022. 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. Anna's got the ball in the left corner. It's Walters around a Fort Loramie defender who hooked her. Common foul, ball out to Anna. Left side of the basket, 9.1 to go here in the first period. Fort Loramie leads by 12. Ball inbounded by Cobb. Bounces left corner. Roland starts a drive. Nice maneuver across the paint area. Shot up. Shoulders blocks it. 2 seconds left. Heitkamp to midcourt. Long 60-footer en route. It is off the side of the rim. Oh, did Riley ever give it a shot? She was really close from 60. First quarter's over. Fort Loramie 15 and a 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on the phone for high school sports. And thanks to WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, simulcasting our game today. Thanks so much to our Fort Loramie Games sponsors. With us for Fort Loramie Games only, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. and our radio station sponsors, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Sydney Tire, Best One Tire. And also on the air via the radio, thanks to TC Sports. Possession, Anna. We kick off play in the second period. 12-point lead, Fort Loramie girls. Brianne Riemann on the arc, looked for a pick and roll. Nothing there. Gave it to Cobb. Cobb steps back. Long, high arching three. Hit the rim. Backboard no good. Long rebound, Riley Heitkamp. Lead out to a teammate. It's Ava Turner. Ava Turner, boy, she is a runner.
She runs the floor. Ooh. Great, and what an outlet pass.
It was. Beautiful toss. Over the shoulder catch by Turner, playing split end. And she received that pass in stride. One big long step, layup in. Countering Anna, right wing jumper. Cobb again, off the iron, no good. Fort Loramie possession. We played a minute here in the second. Fort Loramie girls up 17-3. Shoulders in the paint. Little six-footer, bounced around, came off. Here's Anna. One-on-one. Cobb against Riley Heitkamp. Good defense by Riley. Strong rebound down on the inside by Molly Riok of Anna. Pounding the ball away, Fort Loramie. It's loose in the corner, out of bounds to the Redskins.
Well, they blocked two shots down there that time, and Turner got the big one.
Well, one thing we do know for sure, Chuck, Fort Loramie's defense, relentless and suffocating last year, every bit as thorough this year.
Yep, just doesn't have the same length that they had.
Right. Look out, Riley Heitkamp straight away, three-point bomb, bottom of the well. She buried it. Riley Heitkamp, long range, 24-footer, 20-3 in favor of Fort Loramie. Riley's made a couple from distance, right?
Yep, she's 2-for-2.
Here's Kaylee Brewer, foul line extended right for Anna. Ball rotated left wing to Cobb, 20-3 Fort Loramie. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Cobb in traffic, barges in baseline left, and it is a blocking foul against Fort Loramie.
That's going to be the second one on Riley Heitkamp. We'll probably have to see her sit for a little bit.
Riley set up shop, trying to draw the charge. No dice, said the referee. A couple of free throws. Cobb for Anna. 17-point lead, Fort Loramie girls. Make it 16 as Brenna Cobb flips in the foul shot. 20-4, Fort Loramie. Second free throw upcoming here for Cobb of the Rockets. Rolling back in for Riok on the front line for Anna. Free throw number two for Cobb on the way, off the back rim. Strong rebound, Schultes for Anna. Outlet up the floor to Jaden Rose is in. Cross court to Colleen Brandewey, available. Long two-pointer, good! Colleen Brandewey, a heel on the stripe. She drained it, not quite a three. She was open, good assist across midcourt, and she finished. Timeout, Anna, 5:53 left, second quarter. Fort Loramie girls 22, Anna 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com.
Thank you so much, Osgood Bank. Four locations, Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake. Osgood Bank, outstanding local bank, fine sponsor. On with us for another 12 months here on scoresbroadcast.com. A lot of gratitude to Osgood Bank. Chuck, your observation so far, Fort Loramie hasn't regressed at all. They've improved since we saw them against Rushi and Miami East. It's an even better, more rounded club with outside shooting that's excellent.
We talked about it. They're only going to get better. We saw the tip of the iceberg against Miami East and Rushi. This team is just going to excel.
Offense will become more refined. Oh, there's a good cut to the rim. Ball caught in the lane by Avery Brandewey. Fadeaway banker from 10 feet is right on the money. That's
one of the reasons.
Yeah, there you go.
I want to be her agent, I think, before her 4 years are up.
I like that. Avery Brandewey and Victoria Mesher, two outstanding ninth graders, shaking loose down the lane. Breanne Riemann for Anna on the run, laid it up, no good. My mistake, that was Taylor Puppelman who missed it. Fort Loramie countering right now. One, two quick passes. Avery Branderway, a finish again. Assist Ava Schultes. Wow, Fort Loramie is clicking on all cylinders. Razor sharp here this afternoon. Leading Anna 26-4. Splendid performance. Wow, Chuck, didn't think we'd see them play this much better so quickly after the Rushi and Miami East wins. They are. Wow. Looks like it's mid-season form for these young ladies. Behind the foul line, 17-foot jump shot pumped up there on the play by Roland for Anna. Bounces off the rim, no good. Long rebound for Loramie, which out-hustles Anna down the floor. Avery Brandewee a finish again. 28-4.
Anna's used two timeouts. I'm not sure they don't need another one, but I don't know if it's going to help at this point.
3:55 to go here in the second quarter. And here is nearly a tie-up at midcourt over guarding called in Fort Loramie. Good choice by the referee. Kaylee Brewer was tied up in knots and fouled.
Jaden Rose kind of got her hand caught in a cookie jar.
Tell you what, head coach Carla Siegel of Anna has these young ladies, as I described in the pregame, Chuck, hungry for minutes. They all know, Chuck, they're about equal talent in terms of ability. So they know they've got to excel on the floor to get the minutes they want.
Well, and that's the key is that with a team like this, you'll find out what's working that night.
Right. And this past Tuesday, it was Skylar Albers off the bench with 13, including three threes. And it's a mix of other young ladies here today. Long, high-arching three from distance by Kaylee Brewer. That was from downtown Fort Loramie. Missed it off the back brace. Rebounded by the Redskins, who are up 28-4. 3:20 left in the second quarter. Good overplay out front by Cobb. She stole the lazy pass for Anna. Dribble drive down the court. Blocked on the play. Brandewee went up and swatted it. Here's Colleen, top of the key. Deep left corner pass to a teammate. Thrown back on the arc to Brandewee. 3 minutes left here in the opening half of play. Outside the arc, it's Albers. Fort Loramie whips it around. Aubrey Baker's checked in, a 5'6 senior. Dribble drive into the paint area. It is Victoria Mesher. Got bumped, no foul call. Rebound Anna down the floor. Stopping and popping Cobb from 16. Missed it. Rebound Redskins. 28-4. 2:38 to go here in the second quarter. 28-4. That was the Marion local football score, wasn't it? 28-7.
Yeah.
Last we heard, third quarter. Fort Loramie still dribbling midcourt. Good defense by Anna. Timeout, Redskins. 28-4, Fort Loramie over Anna. Late second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to new sponsors in the last several months. Family Resource Center based in Findlay, an office in Sydney. FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at VictrusHealth.com. Victrus, V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S. You're treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney. Serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. And Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. Open player for Fort Loramie, jumping, shooting, Skylar Albers, foul line extended left. It rimmed in and out, no good. And over the back is Fort Loramie, a foul on the rebound.
That was halfway down.
2:12 to go here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie girls have played brilliant basketball first four games of the season. Here is Walters with the ball for Anna. Walters has it 25 feet out. Bothered by Schultes. Gave it up to Brennan Cobb. Clock winding down. 154, 153 to go. Second period. Baseline drive. Anna. Off balance shot. Wow. Taylor Puppelman around the edge of the backboard. It went in. Count it plus one. He's got a chance for an add-on here at the stripe. Not sure if Taylor could see the rim in the net, Chuck. She might have been blinded by the edge of the backboard.
Yep, no, it was a nice shot.
Free throw in and out. Tough break. Rebound for Lormie. Player bumped below the backboard. Redskins ball out of bounds. 28-6. Fort Lormie girls, a minute 48 to go here in the second quarter of play.
And a foul on Walters.
Fort Lormie dribbling patiently midcourt. Ava Turner on the bounce. She's got Schultes out there with Albers. High left, it's Albers throwing to a teammate in the post, and the ball is shaken loose by Anna. Rare turnover by Fort Lormie. Down the floor, Breanne Riemann, top of the circle. Oh, sandwiched by a couple of players. A white jersey comes out of the pack with it. Quickly up ahead, it goes to Aubrey Baker. Bobble got it back. Around the top of the circle, it's fed to Victoria Mesher. Right wing it goes. Foul line, Schultes maneuvers into the lane. Thought her arm might have been grabbed. Shot short, out of bounds off Anna. Minute six to go in the first half. A couple of more changes for the Fort Lormie girls. Aubrey Baker out, Victoria Mesher out, baseline left. Redskins to trigger. Into the paint area, Schultes fights for a loose ball. Anna grabs it. It's a tug of war, and the leather is taken by a Lady Rocket. Quickly, a green jersey down the court. It's Puppelman. Into the lane area, splits a couple defenders, driving and scoring. Beautifully done. Taylor Puppelman, a couple hoops in succession for Anna. She played really well on Tuesday against Botkins. Here's Kara Meyer, foul line extended left for Fort Lormie. 38 seconds to go here in the first half, 28-8 in favor of the Fort Lormie girls. Stymied is Turner on top. Delivers it down low to Meyer. Meyer across the lane, banked it in on the run.
Good backdoor cut by Meyer. She read that perfectly. Good pass.
Execution supreme. You're right, Chuck. Very good pass. Dribble drive. Kaylee Brewer took it 50 feet. Oh, she got around a couple Fort Lormie folks in the paint and laid it through. 8 seconds left here in the opening half. 30-10 in favor of Fort Lormie. Long three ball. Albers off to the right. No good. Fine rebound. Baseline right by the Redskins. I think it was Jaden Rose or Victoria Mesher who got a handle on it. And Anna knocked it loose and fouled with 2.4 left.
Yeah, it was Avery Brandewee got it.
Avery Brandewee grabbed the board. Redskins with 2 seconds remaining. Ball thrown into the paint to Schultes. Awkward bank shot. Beats the buzzer. You can count it. Wow. That goal by Schultes symbolizes the entire first half. Fort Lormie clicking on every single cylinder. Inbounds play with 2 ticks on the clock. And it was flipped into Schultes. Looked like she might have been fouled. Was jostled. Knocked off her spot. Made a twisting bank shot. What a maneuver by Ava with a braced up knee. And Fort Lormie is ahead 32-10 here at the half. We've got a 2 minute break, a 2 minute radio station break upcoming here in about 15 seconds. I'd like to remind you that we're on the air thanks to these Fort Lormie game sponsors with us for Fort Lormie contests only. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Halftime at Fort Lormie. Fort Lormie girls 32, Anna 10. 2 minute radio station break on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Fort Loramie. 32-10, Fort Loramie girls lead Anna at the break. Drywall is done right the Riemann way. Yep, Riemann Drywall and Anna gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, and high customer satisfaction for homes and businesses. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wallboard and installs your ceilings with exact precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna, a call away. 937-538-0513, 538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, AAG Inc. Our halftime sponsor, 32-10, Redskins over the Rockets, Chuck.
Well, 18-4 rebounding advantage and 6-1 on the offensive boards. That tells you something. And this is not a big Loramie team, but boy, they know how to play the game. 11 turnovers for the Rockets, and they actually cut it back. They turned the ball over the first six times they had it, and they've really done a better job at least handling the ball in the second quarter. Loramie turned the ball over six times. Loramie did not go to the free throw line in the first half. The Rockets one of three. Individual scoring for Anna. Kaylee Brewer with five. Taylor Peppelman with four. And they got one from Brianna Cobb. They scored 3 and 7. 10 for the first half. Loramie very balanced. They had four girls with six. Colleen Brandewey, Ava Turner, Riley Heitkamp, and Avery Brandewey all had six. Ava Shoulders had four. Two from Skylar Albers, two from Kara Meyer, 15 and 17, and they lead it 32-10 at the half.
Fort Loramie's defense just stifling, Chuck. I'm a little bit surprised at how the offense has progressed so quickly in just 3 weeks.
Well, I mean, you got the first time we saw them, they really hadn't had a lot of practice because they were all playing volleyball.
Right.
And now everybody's been here. They've been here for a couple of weeks. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Carla is a pretty good coach.
Jeff Maurer, head coach of Anna, does a great job as well. He's not here, under the weather. Hope he's back soon. Anna girls are skilled, just simply don't have the depth, don't have 8, 9, 10 players to run at Fort Loramie's
right.
8, 9, or 10.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I would take Brewer on my team
right.
any day of the week. That young lady could just flat out shoot it. And Cobb, the sophomore, she's not shooting it well, but she's being aggressive, trying yeah. to get to the basket. I like to see that in a sophomore in a game like this.
And what a second quarter by Taylor Puppelman of Anna.
Yeah, she had four. I mean, she had four of their 10, two straight baskets for them.
Right. That's our halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie. Halftime score, Redskins 32, Rockets 10 on scorersbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGInc.OH.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
We welcome you back here to Fort Loramie. I'm Jack with Chuck Kramer, Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Don't forget, we've got a big game for you on Tuesday night from New Madison in southwestern Dark County in the state of Indiana. Right? Oh, wait, no, I should say it is in the state of Ohio. But Tri-Village High School, the scene, a very good Tri-Village girls team hosts Rushi on Tuesday night. We've got the call at about 7 o'clock. I'm looking forward to that.
I talked to Scott Ward, and he said I can call him, and he'll talk me through getting there.
Well, you turn left and right and go straight, then left, right, straight again.
Never been there. That's the one place I have never been.
Opening seconds, third quarter of this game, Fort Loramie girls 32, make it 34-10. Ava Turner took a great pass from Ava Shoulders, cut through the lane, picked it off, dropped it in. Another goal for Turner, 34-10. Fort Loramie girls lead it. 30 seconds gone here in the third. Anna's got the ball straight away. Brenna Cobb being hounded out there by Colleen Brandwee. Now Puppelman, she's double-teamed. Gets a bounce pass away to Roland. And the ball is flipped left corner to Brewer. Freeman attempts to post up. Fort Loramie over guards and steals. Long lead out down to Turner. Oh, cross court. Schultes. What a givey. What a gimme. What a give up. One of those two.
Did a good job. When you run the floor, good things happen.
Wow. Ball was given up, the extra pass made, and Schultes got the gimme out in front of everybody. You're right, Chuck, about the extra pass and running the floor, in line to end line. 36-10, Fort Loramie girls. Another steal down on the baseline by the Redskins. 90 seconds gone here in the third. Outside the arc on the right, it's Brandewee between the rings to Riley Heitkamp, picked up by Brewer. Now Colleen. Throwing 30 feet away to Turner, and good hustle play by Taylor Puppelman, who thwarts that pass completion. In fact, she gets mitts on the ball, earns a tie-up. Arrow favors Anna. Tell you what, nobody scraps any harder on the basketball floor in a girls' game than Taylor Puppelman of the Rockets, Chuck.
No, she's playing well.
Yeah.
They're going to have a nice season. I mean, this is just an awfully good basketball team
Yes.
They're playing today.
Yep, exactly. Indeed. It's going to be an interesting scrap, I think, in the Shelby County Athletic League for third and fourth, maybe second, third, and fourth. We'll see how Rushi and Fort Loramie do when they square off second time around at the Rushi Gym. 36-10 in favor of Fort Loramie. Exchange of possessions. Ball thrown out of bounds each way. It is Molly Riok back on the floor for Anna, along with Cobb, along with Roland and Puppelman. Brian Riemann gets a respite. Guarding out on the arc for Fort Loramie, Riley Heitkamp. Cobb on the dribble, straight away Taylor Puppelman. Jump shot, caught iron, went out of bounds, hit the baseline beneath the basket. It will be Fort Loramie's possession. 36-10, Fort Loramie girls. Sounds like a MAC playoff state championship football score. Chuck, if you had to pick out a weakness this early in the season for the Fort Loramie girls, what might it be? Not the length as a year ago with the 2-6-1s in Holscher and Rose. Missed shot. Anna from long range, loose ball pick up on the inside by Molly Riok. She was at the right place. Johnny on the spot, gobbled the ball up off the floor, dropped it in.
Yeah, I'm not real sure. They run their half court offense really well. They defend like they always have.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure I can find, except I mean they've turned it a couple of times, but I can't find a lot of weakness. I wouldn't want to try to game plan against them.
No, not a chance. We'd be left in the dust if we did. Yep, Fort Loramie missed a shot. And then Roland came down the floor for Anna. Lena Roland, 5'10 senior, got the ball low in the right, banked in a five-footer.
That's two in a row where they've had their inside player score, which is what they really need.
Schultes foul line for Fort Loramie. Shot fake, made the big stride down the right side of the lane, went up strong and drew a two-shot foul. Ava's got that move down pat.
Yeah.
If she turns the corner, gets a half step on you into that paint, at minimum, it's going to be two shots at the stripe and maybe a three-point play. Free throw, Ava, back brace, no good. 4:23 to go, third quarter, 36-14 in favor of Fort Loramie. Brian Riemann in for Anna Taylor Puppelman sits down. Riley Heitkamp is out for Fort Loramie. Again, Tuesday night, approximately 7 p.m., Rushi at Tri-Village. Should be a dynamite girls basketball game on Tuesday evening. Second free throw, Ava Schultes, rim backboard, rolling good. Again, our radio station sponsors, thanks to them. So much gratitude to our WMVR 105.5 TAM FM sponsors, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance of Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Sydney Tire, Best One Tire, and TC Sports. Anna nearly tied up top of the circle. Walters does manage to get the ball away to Roland, not a Cobb. Cobb goes to the foul line, bounce pass right corner, no one there.
Well, I'm going to give her a break because Brewer was there, and she had moved up before she saw the fact that she wasn't there and threw the ball where she was, not where she had gone.
Yeah, I saw what you saw, Chuck. They just did not get the communication in sync. Fort Loramie, four-court right, Skylar Albers 30 feet away. Long lob across the bottom part of the lane to Brandewee, leaps to catch it, throws it top of the circle to a teammate. Then the loose ball at midcourt is picked up by Skylar Albers. She is bumped to the floor, falls into backcourt, ruled a foul against Anna.
The only thing Walters didn't do there was wrap up.
Right. Yep. Far side of the court, ball being triggered in by Fort Loramie, goes to Brandewee at the timeline. On the floor, Victoria Mesher, freshman for Fort Loramie. She's got the ball at the high point on the left. Throws a pass back to Skylar Albers. Anna nearly steals. Scattered floor. Fort Loramie's got it. Left wing jumper. Ava Turner skidded off the rim. Baseline right jump shot by Fort Loramie. A little heavy. Pumped up there by Avery Brandewee. And Anna's got the loose leather. Rockets bring it down. Trailing 37-14 with 3:10 to go in the third. Here's Brianne Riemann. Circles high left. Now it's thrown left corner to Walters. Nearly took steps. Needs help. 5 second count is on. Almost stolen by Victoria Mesher of Fort Loramie. And here come three more changes for the Redskins. Chuck, I, for the life of me, if you're playing man-to-man, I don't know how these young ladies for Fort Loramie keep track of who is guarding who. They come in and out, hockey line changes. How do they know who they're supposed to defend?
Well, as you come in, you're supposed to ask.
Oh, okay.
Who'd you have?
It's that simple.
Plus, you've got an outstanding coaching staff over here. They're talking to them before they send them in the game.
Yeah. Brewer outside the arc on the left. Anna's got it. Puppelman straight away. Ball slapped down by Fort Loramie. Tie-up occurs. Arrow Redskins. 2:39 to go, third quarter. 37-14 in favor of Fort Loramie. So many thanks to Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like it. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. A full-service accounting firm for you and your business. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. We will keep you moving forward. And thanks to these three Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, new location, 575 East Main, the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. Here's Fort Loramie lobbing cross court. Kara Meyer feeds a teammate. Caught low on the left by Schultes. Layup is in. Easy does it. Great pass by Kara Meyer over the heads of about five or six players.
Yeah, that was a well set up play that time with the back screen.
Baseline left, powering toward the rim. Goes Roland on the play for Anna. Ball slammed out of bounds, blocked by Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I tell you, Ava Schultes is a really good shot blocker. She does a good job of keeping the player away from her and getting space.
Just as she keeps the net away from her and spikes it down in volleyball.
Yeah, she's pretty good there, too.
Uh-huh. Minute 37 to go, third quarter. 25-point lead, Fort Loramie girls. Taylor Puppelman on the arc, spin move, baseline right, herky-jerky to the rim, overshot it. Rebound down to Ava Schultes for Fort Loramie. Up ahead to Colleen Brandewee, throws into the post. Twisting maneuver by Brandewee, doesn't shoot. Hits a teammate,
wow.
Give and go, wow.
Little sister, big sister.
Avery Brandewee, Colleen Brandewee, one assisting the other, field goal, Fort Loramie. A minute to go, third quarter. 41-14.
That's probably how they pass the rolls to each other on Thanksgiving.
Here's a high-low play by Anna. Well done.
Riemann.
Nice finish. Riemann on the inside. Good pass on the play by, I think that was Roland on the throw.
Yep.
Well done by Anna. Fine execution. Riemann got the deuce. Here's Fort Loramie below the backboard. Tied up momentarily as Albers pitches into the lane to a teammate stolen by a green jersey. It's Brian Riemann driving down the floor. Hands off to Kaylee Brewer. Shot blocked, but a foul on Schultes. Looked like she might have gotten all ball, but we'll take the referee's word for it. He was about 125 feet closer.
I don't think Ava agreed with the call. She was closer than he was.
29.5 left in the third. 41-16 Fort Loramie. Kaylee Brewer, two foul shots. First is in.
Terrific free throw shooter.
And coming out for Fort Loramie, 1, 2, 3, 4 players. No drop-off in performance, I assure you. Now, Kaylee Brewer shoots fouls extremely well. Shoots threes about as well as she shoots fouls.
Yeah, she's good. She's a good shooter. I'd like to see her about, if she was 4 inches taller, she would be a force in this league.
Deep knee bend on the second free throw by Kaylee. Got it. 41-17, Fort Loramie, or I should say 41-18, Fort Loramie. 20 seconds to go in the third. Oh, here's back door. Ava Schultes, great pass, Skylar Albers. There's the finish by Schultes. Assist Albers. Again, superior execution by Fort Loramie. 9 seconds to go, third quarter. Walters. Left corner, Riok finds a cutter in the lane. Brenna Cobb hooks it, missed it, no good, and the quarter will close. Fort Loramie girls 43, Anna 18, end of the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
And Wilson Health, they're with you today.
And we thank you so much here on scoresbroadcast.com. Barker Insurance, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker has been the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance can customize for you an auto, home, life, or business insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. Anna with the ball starting the fourth quarter. Baseline short jump shot by Brenna Cobb, deflected again by Fort Loramie, Chuck, which is blocked. What, 15 shots or
probably
four?
Probably. That was Ava Turner that time. The thing is, they block it, and then they take the ball. I mean, they just block it right to themselves.
Exactly. It doesn't go out of bounds or right back to the opposing team. They'll get it and go. Use it as an offensive weapon. Off-balance shot in the lane by Victoria Mesher. No good for Fort Loramie. Comes down to Anna. Anna with the ball to her left in the road green. Big, bold, white numerals on the back. Fort Loramie's got the white from top to bottom. Wearing the red numbers trimmed in black. 25 feet away, Anna's got the ball. It's Brewer. Slips to the foul line. Wants to drive. No room to do it. Left side pass, Puppelman. Steps back, shoots the three. It kicked off the back iron. Albers with the rebound, stolen by Anna. Good hustle play on the inside by Riok. Hand off to a teammate. It's Puppelman. Anna still controls. Brewer 25 feet away. Near side, Cobb. Cobb to the foul line. Ball thrown right corner to Brewer. Baseline right. It goes on the play to Riemann, and Riemann has it stolen. Dribbled it right into traffic. Fort Loramie went to the hardwood to scrape it off the floor and come away with the ball. 6:18 to go, third quarter, or I should say fourth quarter. 43-18, Fort Loramie. Baseline left, Fort Loramie has it. It's Albers. Ball is poked, out of bounds by Anna. Victoria Mesher comes out for the Redskins. Ball inbounded into the paint area. Swiveling, flipping it in. Half hook shot. Good. Colleen Brandewee, nicely done. Tell you what, Colleen plays a little bigger than, what is she, 5'7", Chuck?
Yeah, she's 5'7", and I'll tell you, she has been, since she was a freshman playing JV, that young lady can shoot it.
She can shoot it. It's the know-how. She's got that savvy. She knows how to get shots. Long one by Anna, missed. Rebound, Skylar Albers hustling down the floor for Fort Loramie. Into the lane, no good. Anna's got it. Long run out. Kaylee Brewer in traffic to the rack. Yes. Kaylee Brewer for Anna. 45-20, Fort Loramie. Coming right back down the floor is Turner for Fort Loramie. She's got a teammate open, cutting inside. It's Brandewee, but Turner takes steps.
Yep, she slid that pivot foot.
Mm-hmm. Good call by the referee. Avery Brandewee will check back in for the Redskins. Again, Chuck, I marvel at how the Fort Loramie girls are changed in and out so quickly. They don't miss a beat defensively. They know who they're guarding every single time they come in from the bench. Anna down inside. It is Roland. Ball knocked free. Loose ball left corner. Who's got it? Foul over the back eventually against Anna.
Albers had the steal, and then Rioch tried to reach back in to get it and whacked her in the head.
It was Rioch 42, not Roland 22 on the foul. 5:03 to go here in the fourth quarter, 45-20 in favor of Fort Loramie. This score is mirroring the two final scores of a year ago. Fort Loramie won 43-19 and 49-17. Skylar Albers open for three. Shot it long. Loose ball rebound off the foot of Brandewee, it appeared, but it's given to Fort Loramie.
Yeah, it was, but...
Now, how can I see that? And I'm about 50 feet further away than the official.
I saw it, and there was two officials looking at it. I'm not sure.
Maybe it was an illusion, and we both blew it. Fort Loramie inbounding. Heitkamp's got the ball 25 feet away, picked up by Brewer. Ball rotated to Jaden Rose. Jaden gave it up, got it back. Left side pass, Colleen Brandewee. Jaden Rose on the bounce. Jaden Rose has seen quite a few minutes in this game. She is a 5'6 soft. Cutting, foul line, Riley Heitkamp gives it up behind her. On the arc is Avery Brandewee. Good patience here by Fort Loramie. Ball handed to Rose. And Rose tries to split a couple of Anna defenders in the lane. She's knotted up. Tie up. Arrow keeps it at this end. Redskins inbounded. High left. It goes to Rose. Right back down into the corner to Riley Heitkamp. Back to Jaden Rose. 4 minutes to go here in the game. 45-20 in favor of Fort Loramie. Ball flipped toward the foul line. Intended on the play for Brandewee. Pop loose by Anna. Quickly down the floor, Brenna Cobb. And a dribble drive by her into the paint. Contact. It's ruled offensive. Fort Loramie player flopped and attracted the charging foul on Anna.
And I'm fairly sure Riley knew she flopped because she was laughing hysterically as she got back up off the floor.
That's the way you pull it off, though. 3:42 to go in this game. 45-20 in favor of Fort Loramie. Outside the arc on the right is Brandewee. Straight away, Colleen Brandewee after getting it from Avery. Left side pass, Jaden Rose. Now Heitkamp between the rings. Near side it goes to Aubrey Baker. 3:24 left. Ball is dropped on the floor. It's loose, and a green jersey's got it. Alert play by Cobb. Backcourt to Riemann. Back to Brenna Cobb. Loops it ahead to Brewer in the right corner. Circles around a Fort Loramie player and is fouled. And it's going to be Common with 3:10 left. Ball out of bounds to Anna side court. Couple more changes here for Fort Loramie. We'll pick them up for you. Kara Meyer back in. Good inbounds pass by Anna, thrown right below the rim to McKenna Pettis, who's checked in off the bench, a 5'9 freshman, and the ball is punched away by Fort Loramie. Down the floor, it is Victoria Mesher, now to Avery Brandewey, high right. Here's Kara Meyer, high left. 2:50 to go in the fourth. We're stuck at 45-20, Fort Loramie. Kara Meyer flips it to a driving Riley Heitkamp. Makes a late feed, but throws it behind and too low for Avery Brandewey to handle.
And it's gotten a little sloppy at this point.
It has. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center, does it all and very well, too. At Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, a full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins, medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday through Friday. A take-home test for the coronavirus is available for $32. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, closed 1 to 2. Open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. Phone 937-596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness doing everything well to keep you well. And before our timeout, which just took place, Kaylee Brewer, Chuck, buried one.
Yeah, she's got 12 now, and she's hit 2 threes. She's having a nice game.
Yep, she had 12 exactly against Botkins on Tuesday. 4 threes, I think. 1 in each quarter, maybe. So she has been shooting lights out.
Oh, look.
From distance.
She had 2 in the second, 2 in the fourth.
Okay, I was wrong.
12. No, we were darn close. I didn't remember.
Knew she had a dozen. Thought she split them up a little better than that, but didn't.
Well, we'll work on it with her. Uh-huh. Coach Maurer, if you're listening, she needs to make them in each quarter, not 2 and 2.
It's all about balance. Here's Anna to midcourt after the timeout, 2:13 to go in the fourth quarter. Ball thrown down the right side. Liz Stauder is in, 5'8 Frosh. The freshman handles it 25 feet away. Goes straight on to Jaden Huber, 5'6 junior. Ball thrown to the post. Fort Loramie slaps it free. Riley Heitkamp out in front, motoring down the floor, driving, shooting, and laying it in. Riley Heitkamp, two more. 47-23. Little Riley can score points, Chuck.
Yeah, well, she's a very good ball handler, and she does that well, too.
There you go. Another steal. Riley on the loose. A lot of traffic. Drew the two-shot foul. Heads up play by Riley Heitkamp. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Jackson Center Pro Hardware. It's now in Greenville, too, at 418 South Broadway. Located at 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. And now at 418 South Broadway in Greenville, Jackson Center Pro Hardware is all over the place. Call Darren Yinks to see him at the new Greenville location, 330-524-3984. Darren Yinks at Jackson and Greenville Pro Hardware stores, your local Pro Hardware, offers you 20% off DeWalt power tools through mid-December, 11% off solid wood cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Choose from 17 colors and styles. Here is a missed shot down low by Anna. Rebound good. Baseline left. Up and in. Nicely done by Pettis, the freshman. Good job, McKenna Pettis. Did Riley Heitkamp make both free throws?
She did.
Yes. Riley Heitkamp drilled a couple foul shots. Then Pettis counteracts those two with two of her own for Anna. 49-25 Fort Loramie, 45 seconds to go here in the game. Down low on the left is Victoria Mesher, tries to go up strong. Anna gets a body on her, gets a piece of the ball, and the free ball on the floor is restored by the Rockets. Pettis, dribble drive into the lane, handoff low on the left to Walters. Reverse layup, hung on the iron, came off, and we've got a tie-up on the rebound with 23.3 to go. Say, we're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come to us from towns all around. Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salad, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal at Myers Tavern in Botkins. Counting down the final 10 seconds, Fort Loramie up by 24. Here's a baseline Jabe Walters for Anna. 15-footer skids off the rim. Rebound far corner Fort Loramie. And that does it. Redskins beat the Rockets 49-25. It was all Fort Loramie from the get-go. Out of the gate, Fort Loramie razor sharp and defeats Anna by 24 points. We'll have a two-minute radio station break upcoming in just a moment. As I was saying, Meyer's Tavern in Botkins offers breakfast at 6. The omelets are popular. Terrific strip loin steak dinners, $12.50. Beginning at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. So drop on by, have a seat, have a burger if you'd like. Meyer's Tavern in Botkins, proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Phone 937-693-8271, 693-8271. Place your carryout order from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. Two-minute break upcoming on our queue. Fort Loramie girls 49, Anna 25 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
And welcome back here to Fort Loramie. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee and John Hemp. John Hemp Imagery. John Hemp gives you his very best shot at John Hemp Imagery in Sydney.
Now, I talked to John last night, and he said, that's because you don't see the ones out of focus. I don't publish those.
So. That's funny. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, our halftime sponsor, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, High Quality Furniture priced right, go Goffney. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since 2006 and 7. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, Be Well, Be Good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom online, SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. In gratitude to Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorishealth.com. That's Victorious, V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S. You are treated individually with functional medicine. And Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, we help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. And don't forget Pinnacle Sports Therapy, locations in Versailles and Fort Loramie. We will help keep you moving forward. Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Chuck, it was all Fort Loramie as it's been the last three times these two clubs have played. Very similar scores in the three contests.
Well, they out-rebounded them 28-14. Anna turned the ball over 20 times. You think that's a lot. Truly, they didn't do a bad job of handling the basketball in the second half. Individual scoring for the Rockets, they were led by Kaylee Brewer with 12, who was also Mike Clancy's player of the game for the Rockets.
Okay.
On the other side, very balanced. Schultes led the team with 11. They got 10 from Colleen Brandewey and 10 from Riley Heitkamp. They got 8 from Ava Turner and 6 from Avery Brandewey and 2 from Kara Meyer. 49-25 is the final. And on the Loramie side, I'm going to give it to Riley Heitkamp and Colleen Brandewey.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget our Fort Loramie game sponsors for Fort Loramie contests only. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. A word from Clancy's, which sponsors our Stars of the Game, Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Now, once again, so many thanks to a couple of our Anna sponsors, Riemann Drywall, about which we spoke at length several minutes ago, and Stephen Tedds in Anna, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. Steve Hooker, Ted Burning started Stephen Tedds in 2002, quickly building a good reputation for quality products and affordable prices. We'll make your budget deliver energy cost savings for many years to come. Flexible finance options available at Stephen Tedds, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645 at Stephen Tedds. We service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems and offer complete plumbing and electrical services too. Your local Lennox dealer, Stephen Tedds, Anna. Thanks to have Stephen Tedds at 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna on board with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie Redskins scored early and often, built a big lead, coasting to the 24-point win over Anna. Girls basketball resumes on Tuesday night at Tri-Village. Rushi girls on the road. Two tall, talented teams on display Tuesday night in New Madison.
Chuck. Well, I'm excited to see how Rushi does against Tri-Village.
Right.
But also I'm kind of anxious to see Tri-Village and see if they've gotten any better. They steamroll through their conference, which is not very good, and then they come into the Minsters and the Fort Loramies, and they run into a problem. So I in their gym it might be tough, but you know, I think Rushi can hang with them.
Okay, here are my directions for you to get to Tri-Village High School in New Madison, Indiana, or I should say Ohio. You go to Richmond, Indiana, and then you come back
turn
east.
Left.
But we'll be there on Tuesday night. It will be Rushi against Tri-Village. Airtime about 7 on scoresbroadcast.com and on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. We're looking at our schedule the rest of the week. More than likely here at Fort Loramie on Friday night, Anna boys
at Fort Loramie on Friday, and very possibly Fort Loramie girls on the road at Botkins on Thursday. We'll see how things shake out. So many thanks to our online audience today, our radio station audience as well. Thanks to WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Thanks so much again to Bryant Billing on play-by-play last night, helping Chuck cover the Botkins Anna game at the Anna Gym. For Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering, Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from here at Fort Loramie, where the Fort Loramie girls have defeated Anna 49-25.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.